Finally, the grilling was over. Hillary walked up front to the conference area and relaxed, surrounded by people she knew were on her side. Rice, who was much warmer and gracious in person than she appeared on television, was still very reserved and had spent most of her time in her private cabin. But Hillary was curious about other human beings and enjoyed chit-chat. She sat down in one of the empty seats as the Air Force flight attendants started to serve refreshments. From then on, the seat would be kept free for her on every trip and became known as the Hillary seat. Shocked staffers who had been on S trips before fidgeted nervously, uncertain about the protocol. "Why does she want to know my name?" one of them thought. She had never before had to explain to a Secretary of State where she was from, whether she had a family, or what her career path had been like so far. The real shock came later, when Hillary remembered her name. Jake hungrily finished the lunch of spaghetti, meatballs, and salad, one of the few proper meals he'd had in weeks. Back at the State Department, he had been at his desk from 8 in the morning until well past midnight every day, charting out the contours of his job and trying to work through the reams of paperwork that the bureaucracy of the department seemed to produce every second. Lunch and dinner were courtesy of the vending machine down the hall, a healthy combination of Cheetos and Doritos and Pop-Tarts, washed down with the Diet Dr. Pepper. He drove everyone in the building slightly mad as he scrutinized every word on every single piece of paper, every policy talking point, every memo destined to reach Clinton until he felt it was perfect. The already lengthy clearance process for documents became a few hours longer under Jake's hand. Only months later would he come to accept that even in the capital of the world's superpower, sometimes good enough had to suffice. But in those first few months, and especially on this trip, everything still had to be perfect. This was Hillary Clinton's debut on the world stage as Secretary of State, her latest incarnation. All those papers were going into the trip book, a version of which awaited the secretary in her private cabin. The book contained an extra layer of classified documents about issues beyond the focus of the trip, and copies of all the speeches.